Podcast. Come on. The LLP. Welcome to Losa's Lounge Podcast. Come on. The LLP. Welcome to Losa's Lounge Podcast. And the doors have officially opened at the lounge. Welcome back to Los's Lounge Podcast. I am your host, Carlos Reyes, otherwise known as Los. Hey, listen, welcome back, the first lady of the lounge, the one and only, the OG of it all, who is either sitting in the dark or I just can't see her. That will be Jasmine. Yay, Jasmine.
Why do you look like some 1982... music video with that damn background?
Well, let me tell you, I was born in 82, as we know, and also it is given 80s, like IBM, you know.
Yes, Lord have mercy.
All right, Los's Lounge Podcast, available on your favorite podcast app, and also don't forget to check out the YouTube channel as well as the Instagram page at Los Lounge _ podcast. All right, let's get right into it. Jasmine's here with me. How you feel, Jasmine?
Good, just cold, loving the rain.
Yeah, like let's get right into any, before anything else, on today's episode you can expect to hear us talk about the conjoined twins who got married. Meanwhile, I'm over here struggling to find love. I also want to get into what Hillary Clinton said about our two candidate options and how nobody's happy. Find out very soon. Also, Jasmine's a mom and I'm a cat dad. So let's talk about our parenting styles. I have a whole segment around it. And as always, our truth or dare. I'm not truth or dare. I'm sorry. True. Jeez. True or false. Matter of fact, you know what?
Back to the
80s. Right. Come on now. Right. Let's just play spin the bottle. Why don't we on Zoom? What, do we just tongue the camera? Jesus. All right. Listen, I'm going to start this off this week with a true or false. You know what, Jasmine? Last week, Harry, four out of five, Harry got. So this week, four is what you either have to tie with or beat. Do you feel like you have it in you? True or false?
Sure.
False. I know you don't have it in you. Here we go. Number one, in the periodic table, the letter J is not included.
That's true.
Ding, 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 ding. We need sound effects back on the show. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I said this the last time.
The national game of India.
Oh no, we've got a side effect coming on.
The national game of India is hockey and cricket.
That is false.
That's actually true. Now, here's the thing. I put both of them because when I did the research, some websites said one, the other said the other. So I was like, you know what? Hockey, who would have known? All right.
So
that's one right, one wrong. Jasmine, question number three. Mickey's name was going to be Mortimer Mouse. True or false?
That is so true.
Ding, 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 ding. Now, when I wrote that down, I was thinking, since you love Mickey so much, I was like, if she gets this wrong, it's a disgrace. Number four, Ice Ice Baby was the first rap song to hit number one on the Billboard charts.
No, that is false.
It's true.
That's, wow.
Vanilla Ice. Ain't that some shit?
Wow. Because, I mean...
White Boy came and took it. You would have thought MC Hammer don't touch, you know, but...
Yeah.
I think they kind of came out in the same... Look, white man won't let us have anything. No, I'm just joking. well, so far you've already lost a hand.
Oh, Rum DMC.
You know what? I'll do further investigation, but this is what the website gave me. I'm going to move on.
Okay.
But if it said it, it said it, and that's it. Whatever. Last question, Jasmine. Peggy is the name of the first cloned sheep.
No, that's false.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wasn't it like Dory or something like that?
It was Dolly.
Dolly.
It's Speaking of Dolly. Dolly Part. Huh? Oh, all right. So let's get right into it, Jasmine.
I feel like I want side effects.
I know. Oh, it's too late. We've started the show already. Yeah, no, we're not going to be about this life. Listen, you know what happens is because when I was using it before, when I would hit it, we can hear it, but it wouldn't, you couldn't hear it no longer on the show. And I hate that. So I don't know what happened with the technological flu-flu of the flu-flu. Losers Lounge podcast, let's get right into it. All right. Conjoined twins got married recently. Now, I know this is all over the news. Look it up. Let me give you details. You saw the picture, Jasmine.
I've seen the pictures. I've seen the TikToks. I've seen the interviews. I've seen a lot.
Wait, they gave an interview?
No. Like other type of interviews on another conjoined twin and stuff.
Oh my God. Well, everyone's talking about it. Conjoined twin Abby Hensel, husband's Josh Bowling, facing paternity suit from ex-wife. Nope, that's not the page I want. Anyways, these conjoined twins, one of them decided to get married, which I think is just fucked up. Because if we got the one heart, one everything else, that means when he plugs you up, I'm going to be feeling it too. So are they both moaning? Like, what happens when the wife is performing oral sex? What does the other one do? Put on a pair of fucking, like,
staring at his balls.
Right! When they're just smacking her on her face on accident. It's not right. And it damn sure isn't okay. So, I'm just wondering, like, what in the world is going on? And I'm also, I'm questioning what kind of man, like, would want to, I'm not judging them. They found love in a hopeless place. Congratulations. I'm not even married. But it must take a certain man to want to do that. One period, two moods? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I mean, you know.
You don't even know what to say.
The one who got married, she put out a statement, or I guess a comment, whatever, stating certain, I guess, facts, or their facts, on some of the questions that people were asking, you know, like, when it came to, like, the intimacy, she was saying, like, her sister's either listening to true crime or reading a book, and it's like, I understand mentally they have two different brains. So mentally they can kind of like, you know, distract themselves or whatever. But they have one physical thing down there.
One heart, so, one everything, one everything. One band, one sound.
Like, you know, it's just, I don't know. Because my biggest question, and I've seen a TikTok about it, which it seemed like that lady must have been in my head, because she was asking the same questions I was asking. Like, all right, what if the other twin, you know, is tired of being the third wheel? What if she's tired of being single, quote unquote, and she wants to start dating? Now, how is that going to play out? You know, what if she, let's just say, you know, the other twin and the husband is like, oh, you know, you have the right to. Now, what if she wants to be intimate?
Well, I'm reading this now. I'm just Googling as we're talking about. I'm not ignoring you. I'm listening to you. But apparently on the, there's a website, when is sex with conjoined twins permissible? Well, apparently, the valid consent of every participant of a sexual act is a necessary condition for that act's permissibility. The consent of both twins is required for permissible sex.
So that means that if the other one is just not in the mood to deal with it, the husband...
But wait, the other one will still feel it, though. She's still going to... So I don't think it's a matter of, I can just put on my earbuds and get lost in the book. No, bitch.
It's not like that's, I don't just, I don't understand that. And then what if the other one does meet someone and she decides that she wants to take it to the next step and have sex with him? Like, is the husband going to be okay with that? Is that considered cheating?
I don't know. There's so many questions. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm left speechless.
Let's say they decide to have a child. Whose child is it? Because according to them, they have both two separate social security cards also. So that means that the husband literally just only married, I guess, when left or right or whatever. So, like, if they get pregnant, then who kid is it?
I don't even know. And I don't, and who want to hear all that if I don't want to be a mom? Like, just because you made the decision, like...
I don't think they thought of, like... I understand. I am, you know, so for everyone, you know, I guess finding love and being happy.
This is probably why I don't have it, because I'm too judgmental.
Like, but do they, have they actually sat with each other and...
Oh, the twins? Because... Is it incest? Is it incest? Because both of y'all are going to be moaning. What you gonna be saying? Or what you gonna do? Just look over and be like, you know what? I can do it better. Bitch, you already are. Both of you are doing this.
If they have a baby, it's gonna be like brother, cousin, sibling, cousin. I don't know. It's just too much to unpack. I can't deal with
it. It's too much to unpack. Messed me up in the head. Oh my goodness. All right, let's move on. Jeez. You know, I wrote a pretty cool poem the other day and I sent it to Harry, and Harry never, I asked him, hey bro, what do you think? And
okay,
to this day he hasn't told me what he thinks.
That's the move I would've
done. So I think that pretty much states what he thinks of it.
Hey, his mama taught him, if you don't have nothing nice to say, oh, nothing at all.
That's fucked up. All right, let's get into it. The poem is called Perpetual Motion. Perpetual Motion.
Moving... Oh, you're reading.
Yeah, everyone goes down today. Perpetual Motion.
Damn you, Harry.
Well, I was gonna read it on the last episode and I forgot. It's relax, everyone. It's a two stanza poem. All right. Perpetual Motion. Sugars. Perpetual Motion moving forward. Hundreds of thousands of voices. Some are ignored. Springing forward mile by mile. Eyes wide open. Faces with smiles. Never a free ride. There's always a cost. Some go far, some get lost. An endless possibility of the destinations, traffic lined up on interstate gas stations. Oh no, let me read that back. An endless possibility of destinations, traffic lined up on interstate gas stations. No holiday this weekend. People just want to drive, for the sun is out. People want to feel alive for the thrill of it. Some carry smiles. Some changing radio dials, others burn and crash. Some of them just don't last. 8 billion people, I wonder how many of them know where they're going. Perpetual motion moving forward. How can life ever be boring? Where's my audience? Where's the round of applause? Nothing? Nobody? Oh, wait, it's poetry. You snap. Yeah, fuck you too. All right, let's keep going. Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, recently, did you watch the video I sent you?
Yes, I did, unfortunately.
Oh, well, you didn't have to watch the whole thing, but I wanted you to just kind of get a gist. Plus, the main point was at the beginning of it. When asked recently, you know, because, you know, the country, we don't want two old white men running the country anymore, or even running. Like, there's no other, are there any other options? What's going on? What happened this time?
I mean, apparently everybody said, you know what, I don't want to be that person.
What happened? And Hillary Clinton said people need to get over Get over ourselves? Is that what she said? Get over yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Hillary dear, this is my opinion. If anything, I say this is your fault. How dare you be the one for us to say get over ourselves? We are the public. You guys are there supposedly for us, allegedly. I have to say allegedly to that because it doesn't feel like it on either side. And had you not fucked up your whole, you know, with the Gaza emails or whatever was going on, blah, 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 before, you remember the whole era.
Mm-hmm.
She probably would have won. And we would have never had 4 years of Trump. And this motherfucker would have not been running again. How dare you sit there and tell us from the top of your wannabe throne while your man's out there getting his dick sucked, his cock sucked. That's what they say, white folks. Cock sucked. I got that from Monique. Do you remember that? No, sir. That was back in the 90s. No, but it seems very dismissive, and it's a very dismissive way to reach your audience, especially when Democrats haven't really done much to present their messaging. They haven't really shown us the successes. I do like that Trump ad that Biden recently released let's get back to the original question. What were your thoughts around that? Because it just seemed very dismissive and like, fuck the people.
I'm with her. Get over it. Just at the end of the day, like, you have to get over it. If you don't have any options to choose from, then you're just going to have to deal with whatever you have. That's like, you know, like they say, beggars can't be choosers, you know. At the end of the day, if people are not stepping up to the plate and making a name, making a statement, trying to win a spot for presidential, then
this is what we have.
This is what we have. Like, what you want her... See, that's the problem. Like, this generation or this time of living, everyone wants someone to coddle them, and it's just like, enough with the fucking coddling. Like, just deal with it. If you want something different, do something about it.
Vote,
protest, fucking whatever it is.
Do well, this is do. My protest.
Like, I mean, because
live from Los Angeles.
But still, I mean, let's be honest, at the end of the day, you know, me personally, I feel like, and I've always thought about this, if this is such a democratic or democracy, you know, country, a president shouldn't be justified on the electoral college votes. It should be on a population, on a popular vote. Because at the end of the day, it's the popular vote is us.
We
it's
the people.
Little people. It's the little people, you know.
Did she just put us on hold? Okay.
Yes. I needed a blanket. You know, at the end of the day, like, it should be the popular votes that makes the president. You know what I'm saying? But it's whatever. I mean, at the end of the day, we screwed one way or another. So, yeah. All we could say is let's hope in 4 years somebody actually, you know, does something and make a change.
You know, well, Jesus is king, and we've all fallen from Christ, haven't we?
Okay, we want two things that I don't speak about, but okay.
I know. I'm just saying, just want to remind everybody, or at least myself. Hey, listen, one thing I do want to quickly talk about is Caitlyn Jenner slamming the president, President Biden, for celebrating Trans Day of Visibility on Easter, which it lands on that day every year. Not on Easter specifically, but Easter just happened to land on this on the same day, you know? So that's number one. But Bruce decided to... I'm just going to call him Bruce because you're clearly not even for your own community. And Moreover, but to sit there and this is what he wrote. I am absolutely disgusted that Joe Biden has declared the most holy of holy days, a self-proclaimed devout Catholic, as Transgender Day of Visibility. The only thing you should be declaring on this day is he is risen. Well, where was the he rising within you when you became a bitch? You turned into a whole pretend woman and gave us a whole E special and forced it down our throats. Moreover, we all live in sin. So judgment, even though I'm criticizing you now, is just as bad as probably changing your entire or trying to change your entire gender. Just as bad probably as the Bible says about homophobia and a whole bunch of other stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to pick and choose when you want to be holier than thou, number one. And number two, like, don't judge anybody. That's God's, you know. And number two, you're a whole entire transgender, quote unquote, person. So you just threw your whole entire alleged community under the bus. You were never for the LGBTQ plus community or the trans community. It's been very apparent. It's obvious not even within this tweet, but in this last several years. She, he, it, whatever. Say something before I say something wrong, Jasmine. What's your opinion?
I mean, once again, another topic that I hate to speak upon, but
nope, it's out here. It's out here.
When it comes to religion, sometimes, see, the thing is just the problem is we have to learn how to respect a person's opinion, respect a person's saying, but that doesn't mean that we need to accept it. Now, saying that meaning, you know, obviously, Jenner is proclaiming their religion higher than their person. So, in that sense, it's like, yes, okay, I may be transgender, but in my eyes, God is higher than who I am.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's what I'm perceiving.
Oh, I wasn't looking at it like that.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? So, as a person, you know me, I am by far.
But it's the messenger. It's the messenger. That's the thing.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you need to just respect what the person, but you don't have to accept what the person is saying.
I mean, I could care less. At the end of the day, it doesn't affect me at all.
Like, okay.
Just makes great conversation.
That, you know, yeah. You could, you know, like, I respect that you know, you're putting God or Jesus into this high pedestal and a higher pedestal that the trans community that you are a part of. But I'm not accepting the fact on how you're saying it. Okay. So, you know, because at the end of the day, no matter how you put it, whether you try to sit here and say, oh, well, you're saying basically fuck you to the trans, you know, you're part of trans, you're kind of bashing the whole who he is or who she is. But at the same time, like, well, you know, it's just Issa. Like, Issa's not on this day every single every year.
Right, right.
Then now you're bashing Catholicism. So one way or another, you're gonna bash one or the other.
Maybe
so
people should just stay off social media.
Huh?
Maybe people should just stay off of social media and keep their opinions to themselves.
No, everybody has an opinion. I mean, you
that's
know,
true. Like I mean, we're given ours. So maybe exactly. I'm a hypocrite too. But you know what I'm saying? Well, then that's my point, is that none of us are perfect. None of us are ever going to be perfect. So to sit there and just, I don't know. But I guess that's what I'm doing in this case. But you know what? Right now we're just spilling the tea and it's all the good gossip. It's fun. All right, girl. What you been up to, girl, in your personal life? Let's get off of them bullshit celebrities. What's going on, girl? What's new, girl?
Nothing, just work.
Oh, Rihanna, is that you?
Let me.
Oh, jeez, there goes all your education right out the window. Jeez. Well, that money well spent.
They have me the seed, babe, that when I get old, okay?
When you get, girl?
Yes, when I get old, viejita, like, if I cannot... And I repeat, and this is for future for my children, even though I say it all the time on my social media. Okay. Cuando yo me pongo vieja, and if I cannot take care of myself, physically cannot take care of myself, like wipe my ass, walk to the bathroom, take a shower, or whatever the case may be, brush my own teeth. There's a place in Oregon that it will let you off me. If I am not mentally
here. What just happened to the show? Why you always got to bring the show to like a morbid level, man? The last time you was on the show, you did this too.
Shut up. If I'm not here mentally, and that's, you know, like as far as an advanced level of dementia or Alzheimer's, lo mismo. Because working, so right now I'm doing med surg unit in the hospital. And it's very much like nursing home vibes.
Okay.
So there's a lot of viejitos. Okay. And a lot of them, you know, they deal with that. And it just makes me so sad. You know, that's one part of the nursing that I hate because, you know, you just see the potential life that you might live because, you know, we all got to get old, you know, but it all depends on.
Yeah, but genetics. You just, you know, and again, I'm going to say this because you've been doing this a lot with so you want to just kind of like bring the show down morbidly. And I just, well, you know, up. Like I'm looking for a sound effect and I can't even find one just to even make this comedic. All right, listen.
No, I am not bringing it down. I'm bringing it real.
Has anyone seen Britney Spears? Is she still with us? Jeez. All right. We have 4 minutes left of this episode, so this is what I want to do. Yeah, and things, you know, spring has not sprung. It might have on the calendar here in Massachusetts. Hey, a big shout out to the state of Georgia, a big shout out to the state of Texas, a big shout out to the state of Florida. You guys, other than Massachusetts, are on the top 5 states listening on my analytics lately. So a big up to you. Blook, blook. All right, listen, one word association game. Do you have any final thoughts? Maybe I should finish my last thought. Spring has not sprung because allegedly we're going to get a winter storm. I mean, it's been raining like crazy, but I don't see any snow.
April showers, April flowers.
Yeah, but there's a difference with those showers. Like a nice, you know, there's nothing wrong with a good 70 degree day, 65 degree day with a nice thunder, you know, with a nice shower.
Yeah.
Not when it feels windy and cold out there and, you know, like 30 degrees. I'm all set with that. I'm all set with that. One word association game in this last 2 minutes. Let's go. Jasmine, revolution.
War.
Oh, God. I walked into that. Oh.
Cunt.
Contaminated water. You're stupid. Is that my word? Cunt? Cunt. A vibe, an atmosphere, a necessity. Next word for you.
Many words.
Next word for you I have is... Senior.
Senior. Ooh, diapers.
Jesus. Would you really sit there and just like, I couldn't see myself, I couldn't dignify that for myself, even at 80 if I make it there, or at 90 even, just sitting there and just pooping in my diaper? I don't care if I'm allowed to either as an adult. No.
You said what it wrong.
What'd you say?
I said what I said. You used to do it a lot.
When I was a baby, but I'm saying when you're a senior citizen and you wear diapers for adults, you know, sometimes there's accidents. Sometimes you might laugh too hard and you just might just let it all out. Who knows? What did he say?
When you jump.
When you jump. Maybe someone pokes you. maybe you get poked in other ways.
When you get, when someone pulls on your stomach.
Jill, you look really handsome with your haircut, by the way. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, people still wanted the old hair.
Did you save his hair when you cut it?
Yes.
So I can play with it when I go over there?
No. Hell no.
Unless
you got money in.
I'll put it like on the back like of my cap. We got 15 seconds left and I'll make it like a ponytail.
Lord have mercy.
Los's Notch podcast available on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel on Instagram. Jasmine Geo, it's always a pleasure.